Sounded like paradise to me.
Right on.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
It's a cool sting.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Is that a sting or an intro?
It's an intro. It's especially for you, Ruben.
Stinktro.
Ruben, the Wonder Garden representative guy.
Thank you.
Mr. Wonder Garden himself.
Yeah. Now, Johnny and Big Hungry DJed Wonder Garden last year, and we had a great time.
Did you just speak about yourself in the third person?
Yeah,
can we actually address the fact that this is a Thursday Drive reunion of sorts?
Oh, here it is.
Welcome. Welcome
thank you,
back.
Thank you. One day early.
On
like
Wednesday.
1 year late.
Hey, we've still got some beers, though.
Yes, you guys did DJ Wonder Garden last year, and I wouldn't remember a goddamn thing because I was running around like a crazed chicken.
Our set kind of crapped out for a bit, but then the sound came back.
I played some Remy, and he was there, and I was like, yo, I played some of you, and he's like, fucking cheers, man.
Actually?
Yeah.
It was a real, that's amazing.
It was a great moment.
Yes, so Wonder Garden returns to the waterfront for 2018-2019.
He didn't swear.
It does. It returns. Pretty happy about it. It's,
with
it's quite the bloody undertaking.
It's always touch and go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like,
it's more go than touch, too.
When, right after the other one ended, did you just have a couple of days off and get back into it? How does it work?
No, definitely not. I lay around and I was broken. I think you ever put that thing on your phone where you're doing like step counter or you know how much you walked in a day? I think I walked like 43K in two days or something.
Because you have to like pack down and back out.
Did you have any chafe sitch?
Definitely. Okay. Several occasions. And on the day we were packing out, I was about probably an hour away from finishing, just exhausted after like a 22-hour day and then like a pack down day. And I climbed up on this thing, like this gate. I was trying to get over the gate, but I pushed the gate with my feet accidentally and it just ripped past my finger and this nail just like smashed. So that was a real kick in the stones at an unfortunate time. No, but you, I guess it's probably different for everyone. We were uncertain of our future at that point, and then you start thinking about it and you go, it takes you a little while to wind down. Then you get excited again and you start some planning.
It's just one of those things like, oh, it wasn't too hard. There wasn't too many balls in the air, but you know, you sort of get to the middle of the year and you're like, hey, it was actually great.
Yeah.
And then you got to play that game for like, what are people like?
Yeah.
And then
what
you start fishing.
Like? Yeah.
And you've come up with some gems.
You've got, you have got a bit of a shift because it was bands last year. Mm-hmm. And this year, what are we in for?
Well, as my business partner and Mr. Silo Park, Simon, refers to it, he likes it when people can have a wiggle, which I think is quite fun.
Sorry, okay. I just had an idea for Silo Park that they should definitely make a mascot that's just a grunty Silo, just cruises around.
I'll pitch that to him.
Have you seen Mr. B?
I have.
That John's got the font.
It's
Silo. That sort of vibe.
Yeah, that's great.
Like,
actually,
don't paint it properly.
So we've changed. We've changed kind of from, I mean, there's still band. We've got Cut Off Your Hands, which is going to be super fun because they put on a real dancey, talking headsy kind of party time. But yeah, there's a lot of kind of duos and DJs, and we're pretty excited about it because it means less changeover times and kind of sets can be longer, but B, it's just kind of everyone's going to be in quite a dancey mood from mid-afternoon, and it's cool. And especially excited about Nightmares on Wax.
I'm going to chuck a personal story in here for someone.
This time
going,
it's personal.
I'm traveling back in time here, and someone at one point in time had left a mixtape in my car, and I tell you what, I love this mixtape. I loved the crap out of it, but it was before Shazam and all that sort of stuff, and I could never ever figure out. I had no idea what the music was on there. It was like unlabeled, and many years later, recognized some of the music when it was being played. It was all Nightmares on Wax stuff.
Yeah. I actually more want to know who the person was, because it sounds like you've got a real connection with that person.
No, obviously a lot cooler. It was Nick Broadhurst.
Right.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I remember Nick Broadhurst.
Mm.
No, yeah, that's it. That's cool. Before Shazam and mixtapes, that was a good time, eh?
I don't know, I guess.
I remember I made a mixtape once, which was...
Recording off BFM was hard work because people would be talking and...
No, it wasn't that. It was, I basically dubbed Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay for the whole tape.
Oh, yeah.
So I could put it on and then just play the tape. And on side one, it'd be like 9 times. And then on side two, it'd be 9 times.
Oh, but we've got you in tonight to make a Wonder Garden mixtape.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's kick that off. Let's play a tune from a Wonder Garden artist.
Okay, well, we may as well kick off from the top of the lineup. Do I need to refer this to my cooking, by the way?
Yeah, why not? Okay, not really, cool. But...
Well, I mean, put it this way. I'm not cooking tonight because I can't, so I'm playing this.
Feels good.
This is Tapestry. This is a Nightmares on Wax tune. Oh, and I should say
straight
that...
It's going straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
Is he playing The Midnight Search?
Well, TBC, but yeah. I don't want to let that cat out of the bag.
Yeah, fair call.
Put it this way. I've been watching some of his boiler room sets and stuff.
It's those just, are fun to watch.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
So anyway... this is Tapestry. It's off a 2013 album called Feeling Good. So you do the math. Did you just say you do the math?
I did. Yeah, it's catchy.
Damn it.
Yeah, but it's not mine.
Yeah, I think it's mine.
Nightmares on the Wax.
Yeah, oh shit, yeah.
That's a huge tune.
It's huge, isn't it?
That's going to be very good down
well,
there.
Well, I hope he plays it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, inshallah he plays it. He say inshallah can, like that.
If you are,
means God willing.
If you're the promoter and the festival organizer, can you go, you better play this song?
I think that would very much make him not play that song.
Okay. All right.
I could send a message via his agent and say, hey, such a huge fan of Tapestry. Is there any chance, you know?
New Zealanders really like this one.
Yeah, New Zealand. It's did you know that this is the new national anthem? But he, yeah. So I'm really excited. I think the last time you came down here might have been for a show at Splore. I've never seen Nightmares on Wax live.
That was actually my next question. So good. Yeah. Also, you've been mentioning that Wonder Garden's getting a little bit fatter.
Yeah,
in width.
Well, yes, it's actually, I would be remiss, no, not remiss, that's the wrong word. It would be wrong of me to express exactly what's going on as we work through these fine-tuning plans, but hopefully I'll be up here again and I can really, like,
the
unleash
real estate.
All the detail. Yeah, yeah. But it's pretty exciting. We are adding more bars, more zones, a bigger footprint. There's going to be some nice little surprises, yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So that's sort of
a bit more of a carnival festival type thing.
I think so.
Ferris wheel?
No, John.
Will there be a train with animals on it? Or?
Will there be me being lowered in with hooks on my back, like that guy off there?
That's a good question, though. Will there be access to that sky bridge? Nah, that's too risky.
Oh, the gantry.
Is that what it's called?
Hey, ask me that in a while.
Fickle.
Because is there going to be that guy shooting like lightning out of his hands on the dome thing?
So it depends on your own visual experience. Ooh. John, it depends on your party favours that you got for the evening, I guess, doesn't it?
Party favours. Shall we move on to another song?
Yeah.
Is it usually the DJs who say that, not the guest?
Well, you've got experience up here, so.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm working my way. Do you know what? I tell you what.
Working the evening from backwards? You're not telling us the lineup order, are you?
Okay. Not necessarily. So there's an act on the lineup who I think not many people are going to be familiar with, and that's a Melbourne duo called Klo. And it's
spelt
K-L-L-O.
Glad I asked.
Lots of people probably
they were down here
K-L-O.
For a Red Bull sound select not long ago. We did try to get them in here for a live performance, but they were in Wellington, so.
So this is one of their tunes. This is off their record. This song is called Dissolve. This is off their Debut record. Do you know what Debut is, John? It's debut. Should we dissolve this? It's not doing any favors. Be my desire, my pleasure, my pain. Never could see this coming. Called it forever, but caught in the game. Lovely. Okey-dokey. It's quite dancey, isn't it? It's quite upbeat.
Boogie. Woogie.
So I'll boogie around the living room while I'm cooking dinner with that on in the background.
Are they playing other spots in New Zealand, or are you just...
No, this is our bloody... Specific.
Not loud, eh?
Nah. I put the foot down. The Overlord has spoken. Nah, it's... They did play... I think they've been here twice, maybe, in the last 12 months.
Klo.
K-L-L-O.
There you go.
So they're exciting. They're a very exciting act, and I'm pretty sure they might be doing some Australian shows around the time, but they've managed to nip away for December 31st for us, so that's really cool.
They could literally play the New Year's Eve show in New Zealand and fly back and do a New Year's Eve show in Australia, nearly.
Potentially. Depends on what time we put them on, John.
Okay, yeah.
All right. New Year's Day, anyway. But yeah, I think they'll be in the evening sometime. Hey, so shall I move on to...
Yes.
Right.
Shit.
Yes. Yes. So this one, I'm really excited about Dame Funk. Not to be pronounced Damn Funk. I saw a tweet. Actually, I should bring this up because...
Dame as in Kiri Te Kanawa?
No, because his name... Let me get this right. I think it's Damien. Dame Funk.
It's all for you, Damien?
Damon. Damon Garrett Riddick. There was a really awesome tweet saying, the next motherfucker who pronounces my name damn, But yeah, it's Dame Funk. He's worked with everyone from Ariel Pink to Snoop Dogg to West Side Connection, Peanut Butter Wolf.
Is he a beat magician?
He's kind of, I guess,
like
he's
on production. He's, and a,
he's,
would
a,
say
he's a producer, but he's also a musician. He plays live with like a guitar or a synth, and he sings, and it's pretty cool. He's from Pasadena, California. he's been kicking around. He came here for the Anno Domini rooftop parties that I think Kneebone and those characters put on.
Okay.
And supposedly it was fantastic. A real jam.
It's one of those artists that I'm not familiar with, and I'm not sure how much has been played on BFM, but there was a few people in the BFM office that were going, holy shit.
Dame Funk's playing Wonder Garden 2018-19. Hey, what do you call that, by the way? Has anyone confirmed?
Oh, so Wonder Garden 2018.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been calling it as well.
I got this wrong the first year. I was calling it Wonder Garden 2017, but it was in the year 2016. And that was even after.
But that's better than getting it the other way wrong, surely.
Yeah.
What are you, living in the past?
Anyway, so this track... Have I got my music on? This track is called Space Between Us, and this is a collab between Dame Funk and Eka.
I'm not afraid.
always fade out of a montage. Makes it feel like more time has been spent in the montage.
That's a grooving little dit. That's short for ditty.
Sounded quite 80s.
Yeah, I think he's... I mean, he was born in 1977, so that would make sense.
Okay.
Probably made his, you know...
He's allowed, I guess, yeah, to do that.
That has influenced his...
Dame Funk we're talking about, P.S.
Talking about Dame Funk.
He's Dame Funk performing at Wonder Garden 2018 down there at Silo Park. Just doing some off-air negotiations to get Johnny and Big Hungry on the door and
on the list. Yeah. On the playing list.
What is... Let's read off the list right now, actually. Who's playing at Wonder Garden? Have we got a piece of paper in front of us? Anyone doing that stuff?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, are you good?
I'm reading it from my skull.
Yeah, do that. That's radical. I didn't want to put that on you, but if you can, that'd be great.
So, Nightmares on Wax DJ set.
Yes.
Dame Funk. Jess B.
Shit.
Cut Off Your Hands. Chloe, who we heard from before.
Fuck, Jess B is ruling it, by the way. She's ruling it so fucking hard.
Is it Jess B and P Money?
No,
GSP's like P Money's in the background, sort of in the. I feel like he's like maybe making
he's a producer.
It, producing it, you know.
Yeah.
But
I think he's involved.
She's severely hands on.
I don't know if
though.
P Money will be there.
Okay.
So what do we get to? We got to GSP, Fortunes, Tina Turntables, and
yo, welcome.
Three more acts to be announced.
What's Tina Turntables' situation?
So Tina Turntables is one of Auckland's.
You know who Tina Turntables is.
I know where she's from, but like, what?
She's
she DJing between sets, or she's got her own Tina Turntables show.
Look, if you know of Back on the Good for a fabulous show here on 95BFM, I think she shares it with old mate Matt Crawley. Basically,
that is correct.
She's just got the fucking discs that
is
make it,
it
happen.
The Tina Turntables Hour.
It'll be the Tina Turntables Hour. She's going to be. I don't want to confirm this yet, but we think that she's going to be kicking the day off and
yeah, that'd
dropping
be fucking
some
mint.
Great soulful
yeah,
vibes
man.
Just to really set the mood. She's
feel that.
She is a lovely person. Not only one of the best DJs around. She's a lovely person and. She's done a lot of sets down at Silo Park, so she's familiar with the space. She's a favourite down there, and yeah, we're really psyched and proud to have her on the lineup among the other ones that I just read off.
Okay.
So shall I do one more, and then I think that'll kind of
yeah, man. Yes, please. What's your final Wonder Garden selection?
Okay, well I'm going to put on a Cut Off Your Hands track because. I was really so excited about Cut Off Your Hands joining the lineup. They've been pretty quiet. They've been working on a record. This is their only show in Auckland this year. I know these guys from a long time ago when I worked at a record label. We used to hang out. I kind of tour managed them in Australia for a stint. It was fun. They're really good guys. They make incredible music and it's a real party. So it sounds like there's going to be a whole lot of them on stage having quite a boogie.
This is everyone's guitar fix, isn't it?
It is, but it's kind of a guitar fix with a bit of a cowbell and a beat and a kind of this. If this comes in, you know, in the evening, people are going to be dancing their bodies off. So this one is it's one of their more recent tracks. It's called Higher Lows and Lower Highs.
This was playlisted here at 95BFM. Enjoy. Ruben, thank you kindly for coming in and spewing WonderGarden all over us.
Oh, man, that was a pleasure. It was really nice to be back here and to be able to talk about this this thing I spend my bloody life on.
So people can, if you're hanging out in Auckland on New Year's Eve...
Yes, you can...
Hey, you can make an event,
you
a night of
party.
It.
You can come party. It's, you know...
I did like how last time when you and Mo were doing the countdown... It was you kind of steal the Sky Tower situation.
Yeah, you totally did.
And it works. It's fuck. It was a bit.
Hey, do you want to know where I was when that countdown was happening?
Taking it down.
No, thank you for putting that in my head. I was down.
Only you can think
about
your dump.
A set of stairs in this dark, dank stairwell with a security guard called Darren.
Did you
trash him? No. Trying to unlock. Basically, someone had tried to climb on top of the silos and we couldn't get to it. So we had to kind of go in the silos and down. And it was dark and it was dank. And it was like, dude, nine. Count it down. Three,
it's you and
two,
me now,
one.
Darren.
Happy New Year's, Darren. Happy New Year's, Ruben. We shook hands, had a little hug. And then I went back to trying to undo this padlock and he went back to shining a torch on it. So that was my New Year's experience.
Sounds like a pash wasn't too far off.
That was close.
Knowing you, actually.
Yeah. Knowing me, knowing Darren.
Where can people get tickets to WonderGarden?
At our website, wondergarden.co.nz. There's early bird tickets, which are very close to being finished with, well, sold out. Mm-hmm. So don't snooze on those.
What's the damage? How much we
ooh,
talking
John
about?
With the stats.
Well, an early bird ticket is $75.
Very reasonable for a night out in Auckland.
It's 10 acts. It's international. It's a party and it's New Year's.
Nightmares on wax.
Yeah.
Come on, everyone.
Yeah, come on, guys. Yeah. And yeah, so once you snooze, you don't snooze out on those because then it goes up to 95.
There's also Johnny and Big Hungry on the line.
Do you know what the weather's doing?
Yeah, it's blazing sun with a nice amount of cloud cover at about 4 or 5 p.m.
How many knots?
I'm saying 10 to 14.
Man, sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll see you down there.
Yeah.
And just the 5 seconds of rain at 12:05 just to cool everyone down.
Okay,
that's nice.
Official after party at my house as well. So.
Oh. Is that happening again?
Oh, well, you didn't come last year. Did you?
Yeah, no, because I was
hanging out with Darren, no doubt.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.